Welcome to Hot Take. Today is Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. My name is Andrew Myrick, and joining me today is Donovan Juska. How are you doing today, man?
What's up, Andrew? How are things?
It's a good old Tuesday during Phonepocalypse, where another myriad of devices have been announced. This time, we're getting new phones from Huawei.
Phonepocalypse, I love it.
Phonepocalypse, yeah, I saw that on Twitter, and I like it. So much that I've been using it whenever I can. So Huawei held an event today. I think it was in London, and they showed off 4 new smartphones, all catered to different markets, along with a brand new smartwatch, which was kind of interesting because of something that it's missing. But leading us off, we'll start with the flagships. The Huawei Mate 20, Mate 20 Pro were announced. The Mate 20 has a 6.53-inch LCD, while the 20 Pro has a 6.39-inch curved OLED display. Both are powered by Huawei's own Kirin 980 chipset, with either 4 gigabytes or 6 gigabytes, and 20 gigs of storage. But the main attraction are those triple camera setups that we saw leaked ever oh so much over the last few months.
Oh man, triple cameras, watch out.
Triple cameras, man. The Mate 20 has a 12 megapixel wide angle lens, a 16 megapixel ultra wide angle lens, and an 8 megapixel 2x telephoto zoom lens. Meanwhile, the Mate 20 Pro vastly is updated and upgraded with a 40 megapixel wide angle, 20 megapixel ultra wide angle, and 8 megapixel 3x telephoto.
Ooh, that is quite the improvement.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really, really ripping it here.
Apparently so.
On the battery side of things, we got a 4,000 milliamp hour battery in the Mate 20, and it's bumped up to 4,200 milliamp hours for the Mate 20 Pro. But the real story comes in the price tag.
Oh man, I hesitate to ask. Okay, I'm prepared. Tell me.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not, but just hit me. I'm already sitting down, so.
Okay. The Mate 20 starts at 1055 for the 4 gigabyte model, bumps up to 1120. Around 1120 for the 6 gigabyte model, and then the Mate 20 Pro comes in at a whopping $1,384.
They had to tack on that $4, really? They couldn't just do like 1380?
It's conversion, man. It's conversion. No, I converted conversion rates.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's 1050 euro, 1050 euros.
So that is brutal, man.
They look good though.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks really cool. I mean, it's got great specs. I mean, that 6 gigs of RAM is kind of questionable. I would have liked to see 80, but good storage, good cameras. That Kirin 980 is looking pretty impressive. A smaller screen on the Pro is kind of surprising to me. Does that surprise you?
Kind of and kind of not. Like, the Mate 20 Pro is what they want in a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
The Mate 20 is just like, hey, we got to make a cheaper smartphone, so we're going to use a cheaper display in it. You know, that's why it has the LCD versus the OLED.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's weird though. It seems like if you're making a device that has the same like root name, you know, the Mate 20, that you'd have a like either the same body or a similar body, and then just change some of the internal components. But having a different size phone or a different size screen means you probably have a different body as well, which does not seem cost effective to me.
Oh, isn't it similar to what Google did with the Pixel 3?
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. It's basically
the same. I mean, it's the same body with a different, you know, the Pixel 3 XL has that dreaded notch, while the Pixel 2 XL Mini has the 2:1 aspect ratio display the way that I want it.
Gotcha.
All right, moving forward, that's not all that was announced today. We have the Huawei Mate Porsche design, or Porsche design, however you want to say it. It's got the same specs as the Mate 20 Pro in terms of the camera, the processor, and the battery, but it's got a silky smooth leather back.
Oh, man.
Bumps up to 8 gigs of RAM, which is what the Mate 20 Pro probably should have been at. And the storage gets bumped up to either 256 gigs or 512 gigs. Now, are you really sitting down for this one?
I am, and you know, judging by the fact that Porsche is in the name, I'm gonna guess that it's more expensive.
Yeah, 1,695 euros, which translates to about $2,200.
That is for leather, huh? Wow. For
the leather in that 256 gigs, man.
That better be like virgin lamb leather or something, man.
Right. And then if you want 512 gigs, you're going to be shelling out almost $3,000 at $2,762.
That is just insane. I mean, am I seeing this right? They added an AMOLED screen instead of an OLED screen also?
That might be the same. I think they're actually it's the same display.
Oh.
That might be a fire the editor kind of situation.
Oh, man. How dare you?
How dare I?
Almost a grand more for a little bit more storage on a leather back, though. That is just...
And 2 gigs of extra RAM, man.
That is worthy of the Porsche name, let me tell you.
Yeah, I like what they do with that. But I feel like they just make it just to make it.
Yeah, they make five it for people that have Porsches.
Yeah.
So yeah, like 5 people.
Yeah. How right you are, sir.
Indeed.
So the last big smartphone, emphasis on big smartphone, announced today was the Huawei Mate 20X. 7.2-inch OLED display.
You said phone, right? Not tablet?
Yep. Nope. Not replacement Nintendo Switch, even though Huawei wanted to draw comparisons.
Hmm.
It is a 7.2-inch display with the water drop notch that I actually like.
Oh, yeah. I think it looks great.
6 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage, Kirin 980, a huge 5,000 milliamp hour battery, which is absolutely incredible.
Love it.
Dual front-facing dual speakers, stylus compatibility, and they're including a gamepad that attaches to the left side, which also has an analog stick and a D-pad for those gamers out there.
Is it included or is it additional?
I think it's additional.
Okay. If it was included, that'd be awesome, because that'd be a great value for that, actually.
Especially because it costs almost $1,200.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw that gamepad in there and then we can talk.
Yeah, like a stylus and a gamepad included. But if those are both additional things, that's a non-starter for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a non-starter regardless unless you feel like having it imported or they work something out with Amazon.
Yeah. I'm not even sure a 7.2-inch screen would fit in my pocket, though.
Hey, man, if you wear those, like, dad cargo shorts, you'll be fine.
I do not, first of all. I wear jeans like a normal person.
Wait, you don't wear jorts, do you?
No, I certainly do not wear jorts. Jorts are the devil.
Okay. As long as you're not, you know, like, secretly trying to be John Cena over there, then we'll be okay.
You can't see me.
Ugh. I'll let you learn. But this is an audio-only podcast.
I know. It just makes sense. It's a little too on the nose, though.
A little too much.
Yeah.
All right. And the last product announced today was the Huawei Watch GT. It's got a 1.39-inch OLED display.
Nifty.
GPS and heart rate monitoring. They're claiming up to 14 days of regular battery life, which could be bumped up to 30 days if you use, like, the basic mode and basically turn everything else off, like the GPS and the heart rate stuff.
There's no way that's right, right? 14 days of battery life on a smartwatch?
Double-checked it and triple-checked it because I didn't believe it. But everywhere that I checked, it's what it says. Of course, it's the whole quote-unquote up to 30 days of battery life, but that's still an insane claim. But part of the reason why is because they're not using Qualcomm Snapdragon anything. They're using an in-house processor. And they're using their own wearable OS called Lite OS, which means that this will not be the true successor to the Huawei Watch or Huawei Watch 2. Well, true successor to the Huawei Watch that I've been begging for since the original one came out.
Haven't we all?
So, for everything that I was reading, it seems like it's going to be like a smartwatch version of the Huawei Fit. Like a full-fledged smartwatch instead of like a Huawei Watch successor.
Well, I mean, if it's not supporting Wear OS, then that means it's not supporting all the Wear OS apps, which means can you really say it's a smartwatch?
No.
I mean, not really, right?
It's just like a glorified fitness tracker.
Yeah.
It's a fitness tracker for people who want a smartwatch, like a smartwatch form factor on their wrist or something.
Yeah, it's a fitness tracker for people that want to spend money like it's a smartwatch.
Yeah, because it's I love the segues that you give me.
Thanks, man. I try.
Priced at £199 or about $260 for the sport model, and £249 or about $328 for the classic model.
That's brutal, man.
For us, for a glorified fitness tracker, yes.
Makes me sad.
It's yeah, I read something interesting that Huawei's tired of having to wait for new Qualcomm chipsets to be compatible and be released and stuff, which is why they just said screw it and took the Samsung route and is going with their own in-house OS, own in-house processor. And if they're, I think it's kind of like, hey, we're going to do this and see how it works and then go from there.
That's so weird to me because, I mean, that new Snapdragon...
the Wear 3100?
Yeah, that one. That one's been out for a while now, or at least available for a while now, and it's... using it. There's, like, one watch that's using it, and it's, like, a grand.
Yeah, the Mont Blanc, like, Summit or something like that.
It's, like, $1,000, yeah.
If you want the latest and greatest Snapdragon Wear processor, shell out a grand.
Oh, man, it's just like phones.
Yeah, but it they're smartwatches. Like, admittedly, you know, everybody should know this by now. Like, I'm an iOS user primarily, and I have an Apple Watch, and that's part of why I'm an iOS user primarily. But I would not shell out more than what I paid for my Apple Watch.
Yeah, I think $300 for a smartwatch is about at my limit, unless you're starting to talk about, like, you know, precious metal watch bands and bodies and stuff like that. But for a basic smartwatch, it's like $300 is the top end.
Right. And I think my Apple Watch was like $400, but it has like all the bells and whistles. Apple's going to support it for at least the next 2 or 3 years. Like, I'm going to be set with this for a while unless the nerd in me wants to go buy the new Apple Watch with the bigger display.
That's probably going to happen. And we both know that.
probably.
I mean, you are a nerd that writes and talks about technology for a living, so I would assume it's going to happen.
Yeah. When the wallet says it's okay, and when I say the wallet, I mean the missus.
Yep.
So
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, I hope all the guys out there are. Man, Huawei just, like, when they do it, they do it. Four new smartphones and a new wearable.
I really feel like the Mate 20 or the Mate 20 Pro could have been eliminated and just gone with the 20, like the 20 Pro and the 20X. Because the Mate 20 by itself, it seems really... I don't think anybody's going to look at that and be like, yeah, oh yeah, I want that.
Yeah, when you can spend... If you've got enough money to shell out a grand for a phone, you've got enough money to shell out $1,300 for a phone.
Right.
And the $300 difference to have the top of the line Mate 20 makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense if you're comparing like the base model Mate 20 to the Pixel 3, which is, what did we say? It was $800 for the 4 gigabyte 128 model.
Yeah.
But no, I definitely agree. Porsche design one is just for fun. The Mate 20X is obviously trying to fire in with that Asus. I'm blanking on the name.
Is it the MOG or whatever? Is that the one?
Yeah. Their new gaming phone and the Razer phone 2 that got announced last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's an obvious like tip to that market.
I think the 20X is the device I'm most interested in out of all these announcements. But I'm a gamer, so that probably makes sense.
Yeah, I mean that thing is pretty baller.
It's so weird. 7.2 inches. I mean, like, are we carrying around a fanny pack for this thing or something?
Dude, if you could pull off a fanny pack with jorts just like The Rock did back in the day, I will worship you forever.
That is a man's man right there.
As long as you have the black turtleneck with the long sleeves.
And the gold chains, right?
You gotta have the gold chains.
Yep.
Gold chains, man.
The high and tight with the shaved sides, absolutely.
There you go. Sounds like Sounds like we've recreated Donovan's ensemble. His daily attire. But yeah, Huawei's killing it. We'll see how these phones pan out. Obviously, pay attention. Keep your eyes on Android guys for more content. But that's going to do it for us today. Thank you for joining us. If you like what you heard today, please consider subscribing to us on Google Play Music, iTunes, Pocket Casts, or wherever you can find podcasts. Please also be sure to head over to androidguys.com and click on the link for this podcast. Not only do we post the sources for all of our stories, but you can also find out more information on our sponsor, Blue Microphones. If you like how we sound, you should head over to the post for this podcast to get a 20% discount code. We absolutely love our Blue Microphones. We are not alone. Blue is an award-winning company and the driving force behind professional musicians, internet creators, and countless elite gaming teams and Twitch streamers. Their Blue Yeti USB mic is the internet's most popular microphone. For Donovan, I'm Andrew. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.